Every Monday afternoon on the Sports Cage, join Barney Shinkurik and members from the Saskatchewan Roughriders coaching staff with a breakdown of game matchups and the very latest from inside the Riders' locker room. On July 8, running backs coach Andrew Harris was our guest on the Riders' Coaches Show. Barney Shinkurik. Joining us today, Coach Andrew Harris, running backs coach of our Saskatchewan Roughriders. Still sounds weird, Andrew, sorry. I gotta say it. Is it become more comfortable for you, or sometimes it's still weird for you that you're wearing that logo when you're coaching over here? Andrew Harris. Yeah, honestly, after training camp was over, well, actually not, the first couple days of training camp definitely felt a little strange, a little awkward, but you know, I've been fitting in seamlessly. The role has been something that has been a seamless transition as far as, you know, being on the coaching side of things. The big thing is just prepping the guys the way I would prep as a player, seeing the game, helping the game slow down. But yeah, just wearing the green and white is definitely a good adjustment. I know when I first got my bag of coaching stuff, you know, I had a bunch of black in there, so I was wearing that first and then, you know, laundry day and I threw on the green sweater for the first time and I was like, what the heck is this? But no, it's awesome. And it's great to be here. Great fan base. The facilities are awesome. And I'm happy to be wearing green for sure. Barney Shinkurik. You talk about prepping guys the way you would have prepped. Now going back, played in the league a long time, and been around many running backs yourself. Would you say that your prep was it common? Or did you do a lot of things that were different? Andrew Harris. Yeah, I mean, I haven't really ran into a running back that looked or prepped the way I did. I mean, I don't look at myself as the most athletic, you know, the fastest, strongest, quickest guy out there. My edge was always, you know, the mental prep and seeing things before they happen. Anticipation, patience, understanding how the guys in front of me are blocking for me, you know, so now passing that down. And obviously, I worked with AJ, Willette, in Toronto a little bit, and just showed him how, you know, how I was successful. But now having, you know, my full claws on, you know, on a day-to-day basis, and, you know, working with the rest of the guys, they're showing well, and they're picking it up. And, you know, our run game has been really successful. So I'm really excited for, you know, the body of work we put in so far. And, you know, I'm really excited for the rest of the season as we progress here. Ryan Pollock. Andrew, having been a player just a couple years ago, was there a point late in your career that you really knew that you wanted to become a coach? Or was it something that just kind of came to you as your playing days kind of came to an end? Andrew Harris. Yeah, I mean, absolutely not. I did, as soon as I was kind of in the end of my career, I wanted to step away from football. You know, as far as possible, you just put so much into it, so much film, it was to a point where I couldn't really watch football anymore, you just kind of get sick of it. But then you get into the, you know, I was in the corporate world, doing sales in Ontario, and, you know, a couple hours of my day, I'd be like, oh, man, this isn't it for me. You know, you're doing well, and financially and all that. But overall, you know, you're coming on every day, or, you know, if I was working from home office, you know, I'd be finding ways to hide and get away from it, where, you know, football just comes so naturally, you know, and it was weird timing too, you know, I was kind of just going through this transition. You know, I got my contract renewed for the company I was working for, or extended and was looking at, you know, we have two young boys here, you know, me and my partner, and, you know, we're kind of missing family. And so we're actually moving back to Winnipeg. You know, the plan was to move back and then Corey messaged me and said, hey, do you want to give this coaching thing a shot? And honestly, I wasn't really missing football until the playoffs started last year. And that's when I started to get that itch again and said, you know, like, that's when things really got geared up. But I was watching way more football than I had, you know, while I wasn't playing away from it. And that's really what was this deciding factor to me and saying, hey, like, you know, I missed this game, I got a lot to offer to it. And again, just from the student part of being, you know, a player, and even my last year and a half, I was really like a player's coach out there, I had no business plan anymore, when you get old and dusty, right? So you know, that feeling when you can see things you want to do things, but your body just can't get there as fast or as prominent as he used to. And that's, you know, it walks away. But yeah, it's time to walk away. But for myself, you know, helping the guys out and being that player coach was really a good indicator for me that, you know, coaching could be an option for me. Barney Shinkurik, I thought maybe you're gonna say that the sales gig that you were in, they raised your quota. And then the new sales manager came as I always be closing. Come on, Andrew, you got a role, we got to do some more role playing. We got to do some role play. Hey, I'm in sales too. It's annoying. Sorry. Ryan Pollock, is there been anything in the transition that surprised you from the coaching side? You know, he talked to lots of guys that come in and you know, they get surprised by the extra video work. You're not only preparing for yourself now as a player, you're preparing for everyone that kind of falls under your watch there. So has anything in that transition that's kind of surprised you? Andrew Harris. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different on the other side of the fence. You know, just the preparation. I mean, again, I always watched lots of film as a player. I always studied, you know, the guys I was going against heavily, you know, just their tendencies, you know, how they tackle, how they rap, you know, do they have false steps, linebackers, how the ends play in the run game, all those type of things. But, you know, the big thing for me was honestly the cards, you know, drawn up the cards week to week, you know, you get bombarded with at the end of a workday, you know, I just finished my cards actually just now here in the office. And that's the big thing after you're on the field, you know, you have meetings in the morning on the field all day, you have meetings after, then we have a coach's meeting. And then now you got to get a draw card. So that was the hard part for me, just, you know, locking in that way. And then other side of it is just, you know, the game plan day, it's a long day, right? And you'll sit there and go over a play for an hour, and then end up cutting it anyway. So it's like, okay, what are we doing here? So the hours are long, but honestly, it flies by. And it helps to have a great group of guys you work with. So, you know, between Mark and Key and Josh Daniels, and Edwin Harrison on the offense, you know, it's great to have a good workflow and good guys you're working with, because makes the day go a lot smoother. And, you know, you're overall going home a happy man. And you know, usually I'm home for supper, which is great. Awesome. Barney Shinkurik. There's people driving right now or watching. They're like, what is cutting cards? Andrew, you got to explain to us what's cutting cards. Andrew Harris. Yeah, so basically, we will drop on offense or defense, right? Or special teams, you're basically drawing up cards for the scout team to replicate, right? So we'll look at a defense, you know, and what their tendencies are, and you know, their blitzes and things that they're doing. So we have to basically draw those cards from film, so that the scout defense scout offense can go and execute it. So we have look teams to run against. So we're getting, you know, we do some stuff against our defense, which is in our compete periods and stuff. But you got to be able to practice what you're going to be seeing on game day. So that's exactly what it is, just gives an opportunity for us to see what the defense is doing. And then rep, you know, we know what's going to work, what's not going to work. And haven't have an idea of, you know, getting a game day look throughout the week. Yeah. Barney Shinkurik. How has Kadeem Carey embraced his role? We've only seen them once, right? You know, with the ratio and everything, we could see him this weekend, I predict we will. How is he embracing? Andrew Harris. Yeah, Kadeem is great. I mean, I went to Toronto's training camp last year as a guest coach, and got to work with him a bit there. Kadeem is obviously an explosive guy. He's been a 1,000-yard rusher and all-star, you know, he's won championships. And, you know, he's got a high pedigree, always a concern, you have a guy that comes in with that, that's kind of status of how is he going to accept his role. But he's been seamless in coming in and working with the guys and, you know, doing scout team stuff. And, yeah, but you obviously know, he's gonna be hungry to get out there and make some plays and get back to doing what he's doing. But, you know, for him now is he's been fitting in great. And, you know, just working with him, he runs so wild. And, you know, he runs a certain type of way. So I'm really excited to work with him and help him slow himself down here. And because, you know, after watching some cutouts with him and showing him, you know, a different way of kind of seeing things, he's really realizing he's leaving a lot of yards on the field. So that's my biggest thing is being the most efficient. And the more the most effective on every single run, when you know, it all comes down to averages and basically chewing out as much as you can out every single play. And, you know, the big thing for now, for us now is being throughout a full 18-game season, also being healthy. But when it comes down to the run game disciplines that we're implementing, you know, it's non-negotiable, we have to play this way, because that's the way that, you know, we're seeing it as coaches. And it's the most successful that I know, and that we all agree on as a coaching staff. Barney Shinkurik. You talked about when you were playing, you weren't like the quickest guy, right? But what are the crucial skills that a running back needs, maybe beyond speed, quickness? Is it awareness? Is it being that student of the game? You know, what do you think those are? Andrew Harris. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, running backs have this stigma about being not the sharpest crayons in the box. So for us, you know, it's thinking the game and seeing the game, you know, and understanding, you know, knowing the defense better knows itself, you know, so for myself, you know, it's vision, anticipation. And you can get away with, you know, not being the fastest, quickest, strongest guy out there with all those attributes. So for us, where we, you know, for myself, especially, you know, I'm blessed to have, you know, two all-star caliber players, you know, in the backfield that you have at the Arsenal now. So I mean, for them, if we can slow their game down a little bit and utilize that patience and see the game more, and you're seeing it with AJ and Tomas, the guys have been on the ball, we've been real successful with it. So I'm really excited from the growth and understanding and how these guys are picking it up. Ryan Pollock. As a young coach, as well, is the familiarity or that background with AJ. Has that helped you a little bit as well? You know, having that familiarity with him, having a skill set that you're aware of, being able to watch me potentially a little bit last year before stepping in? Has that helped you with that coaching transition? Andrew Harris. Yeah, it's funny, man. When I first met AJ, and you know, he'll tell you this, too. But you know, he said to me, I wanted to hate you as a teammate coming in. And, you know, AJ was kind of slaughtered as a starter in Toronto before I got there. You know, and I basically, you know, took over that job. And I say, well, just hold your time here. Well, you know, I'll teach you like all I got, and your time will come. And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, ages, one of my, you know, good buddies, and, you know, brother to me, love the guy, which helps us because, you know, I can talk to him a certain way, you know, that I wouldn't maybe talk to other guys. And, you know, even after he came short a couple times 100 yards, and, you know, for lack of better words, I called him a wussy for not getting 100 yards. And, you know, and even after he hit 100, I said, okay, we'll get 150. Now I need to get 150. So, you know, I called him something else after that as well. So, you know, I'm pushing for greatness for him every single rep, every single play. And, you know, the way that our relationship has grown as teammates, and now from, you know, player to coach, coach to player, it's really blossomed. And I think the big thing is, you got to trust your coach, you got to trust the guy that's, you know, guiding you. And I think me and AJ, you know, I'm not talking to anyone else. But our relationship is second to none, in my opinion. So it's great, it's going to grow. And, you know, hopefully we can just keep climbing the ladder here and leveling up every game. Barney Shinkurik. This coaching staff, and you've been around you played for a number of coaches, number of different organizations, this coaching staff, when Coach Mays came in last year, and everybody sees it, it's like, they seems like the boys, like the crew, right? It's not like, you know, Wally Buono, amazing coach and all that. But it's kind of like, it's Wally, and then it was like Bill Belichick, right? It's Bill and then his guys, this coaching staff, they seem like boys, they like you guys hang out, you guys all seem like you're on the same wavelength. Have you ever seen a coaching staff like that? And you know, in your years? Andrew Harris. Yeah, I mean, I played for Wally, love the man, you know, I owe a lot to him. He's one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest. And, you know, for me, you know, playing with him in his era, you know, it was definitely a dictatorship, you know, it's his way of the highway. You know, he'd always speak to you in riddles. And you know, kind of left confused and motivated somehow. But yeah, I mean, playing for him and then going to play for O'Shea, which is more of a player coaching and more of a younger generation. You know, and with our Dean, very kind of similar to that, but there's a different kind of vibe here in Saskatchewan. You know, just even, you know, going over to make this house, our kids are in similar ages. And, you know, we're hanging out for barbecues and birthday parties and stuff like that. So, you know, for me, it's been a pleasant start to my coaching career, just knowing that, you know, you're starting with a family. And not only that, you know, I played against these guys for years and, you know, been a player while they've been coaching, whether that's Ed was my running back coach in Toronto. You know, I was playing, you know, against Corey and when he's in Calgary, and I was in BC, and Josh Bell is a teammate. You know, the list goes on of guys you played with and played against. And, you know, that definitely helps in both well, as far as the continuity and, you know, the fellowship and in the brotherhood that we have going on from the coaching staff as well. Barney Shinkurik. You guys got to be competitive, though, as a coaching staff. I don't know if it's card games, if it's ping pong, or what you guys are playing, you guys got to be competitive. Andrew Harris. Well, yeah, we had a barbecue before training camp. And I got this little dice game. And you know, there's a little bit of money getting thrown around. We had a good time. So a lot of fun stuff around. So that's what it's all about. You gotta have fun while you're doing things, right? Barney Shinkurik. Okay, a couple more here. Before I let you go, Andrew Harris, joining us on the Coach's Show today, your story. And I always thought about this back in the day. And I'm like, this guy is from Winnipeg. Like he's tearing it up and all that. When you were a kid, did you have a favorite CFL player? Andrew Harris. Yeah, I'm gonna hate to hear this. But it was Charles Roberts. He was my guy. But yeah, he was actually a big brother for one of the teammates on my team in high school. So when he lived really close to me in Winnipeg when he was living there. So I mean, it's much like Regina, it's just small circles. And everyone kind of knows everyone. And, you know, so he was around, you know, and a funny story when I might have been 18, maybe not sure. But I remember being at the Palomino Club, if anyone knows what that is. And, you know, Charles is hanging out there with two cougars. And I'm walking up at 17 or 18, whatever it was. And I said, I'm coming to take your job in a couple years. And, you know, it was pretty funny just to say that and then, you know, see, you know, fill in that and Winnipeg for those years and win some cups and do the damage I did. And, you know, I think I might have hung on for my year just so I could pass him in yardage too. So there's a bit of a niche to play another year just so I could pass him, but pretty cool stories and just running into him at a young age and, you know, kind of crossing paths a bit when he got traded to BC and then I was moving on. So, you know, it's the league is small. There's so many great stories and networks and people that you get to know and love. And he was one that really motivated me to, you know, be the player that I was and, you know, modeled my game a little bit after him as much as I could at any point in time. Barney Shinkurik. That's a cool, cool story. Kay, you have 4 Grey Cup rings, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how many the current organization you're working for has? Andrew Harris. Oh, man. I actually didn't know before I got here. I'd figured that they had, you know, 10 or something like that. And, you know, walking down the hall, I remember talking to a camera and I was like, you only have 4 Great Cups here. What the hell's going on? You know, so we're working on that. We're going to knock the door down here and get 5. And, you know, but that's the goal. You got to take it one game at a time. But I'm really excited about this team and what we're building here. And there's something special over here. So I'm excited to be here. Barney Shinkurik. Andrew, awesome stuff. Thanks for doing this. Some great sound bites there. I love it. Who doesn't know about the Palomino Club, right? It's just down the road. Kay, good luck this weekend. Again, thanks for doing this. It was a pleasure. Andrew Harris. Absolutely, guys. Thanks for this. Take care.